Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so what could be this year's wide receiver? Nick Caserio, by the way, he's live tomorrow at 11 a.m. So we'll hear Nick Caserio address the media types before the draft at 11 a.m. Nick Caserio tomorrow. Wide receiver, this time last year, there was some concern. We didn't know that Nico could perform like a number one guy. We didn't know who the hell was going to be throwing to him. Tank Dell was not on the roster. Noah Brown, I mean, the Cowboys got rid of him. Robert Woods, yeah, he's a system fit, but what is Robert Woods going to do? John Metchie was coming off a, quote, redshirt season, and wide receiver was a big concern. If you would have told me this time last year, and I'll just be honest with you, I can admit when I'm wrong. Hell, I was a Bryce or Bust guy. But if you would have told me that last year at this time that I would be sitting here with Brandon Scott, Figgy Fig, 8 days away from the draft, on Wednesday, April 17th, and I would be feeling the way that I feel about the wide receiver position, I would have told you, you are one of the biggest idiots that I have ever known, and I don't even want to talk to you at this point. I would have completely dismissed that.
It was a weakness of the team.
What
we thought
could be this year's wide receiver? What would be most likely? Something that we perhaps don't feel amazing about, that this time next year, we're looking at the way in which we look at wide receiver.
I've got two in mind, so I'm just going to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the offensive line because I think this is a more interesting conversation. And it has a lot to do with, to me, more so the perception of the offensive line as opposed to the actual talent level. Like, when you think about it, the difference here in these two parallels that we're making is that they've invested a lot in this offensive line. It didn't feel like they had invested a ton in that wide receiver group because you had a bunch of guys on rookie deals, not even first round picks, and then your highest paid guy was Robert Woods. It's obviously a lot different now that you made the trade for Stephon Diggs. But with the offensive line, they've spent heavily on it. And we talked yesterday a lot about return on investment. Laremy Tunsil, highest paid tackle, you know, obviously Titus Howard, one of the top highest paid right tackles. And then the deal that they did for Shaq Mason, trading for him and then automatically guaranteeing him a certain amount of money. And then your guys on the inside, aside from that, Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green are
so
both
saying O-line.
High draft picks. So
you've lost your damn mind.
So the O-line to me is the
you
one.
You have lost your
where,
damn mind.
Well, and the reason why you think that is because you don't feel great about the offensive line. And I think that there are some valid reasons for that. But there are also, to me, some reasons for optimism if there's health and if things sort of fall into place the way that they're supposed to. Right to have questions, right to have some skepticism, but there is potential there. I can see the potential there with the offensive line now better than I could a year ago with the wide receiver group. So given that, like outside of some, you know, catastrophic situation where guys are dropping like flies the way they did last year, if everybody's out there, if everybody's healthy, I don't see why the offensive line can't be similar to what the wide receiver group was last year in terms of being a surprise to people that are skeptical of it.
Does that include an addition like as is, or are you factoring in that perhaps maybe on day two, day three of the draft, they find a Tank Dell type of guy? Like as is, if you're just looking at the offensive line and you're talking as is, do you think that's still a possibility, or do you still think they need an addition?
Well, that's why I thought my other one was also a comparison, because I thought that one includes an addition. The offensive line, I don't. Like to me, like I got a hard time imagining that they're going to go draft a guy now that is either going to displace the highly paid guys, or that they're going to necessarily feel better about with, say, Juice Scruggs, or, you know, the one spot would be left guard. Like, have they already given up on Kenyon Green, or is this the year where he actually gets an opportunity to at least prove himself? And then Kendrick Green, I imagine, is still going to be around as well. So they're going to have other options. Again, if healthy, I think this is pretty much what the offense, the high end of it, right? This is pretty much what
it's going to look like.
Right,
what's your other one?
I'm going to go O-line.
What's your other one?
The other one was the interior defensive line. Defensive tackle, specifically the defensive tackle position.
Okay.
Like, to me, that's the one where
– A lot of bodies, a lot of guys.
But to your question of, does that include adding a guy? Well, that's the spot where I feel like you're maybe more likely to actually draft somebody. And then you include some of the bodies that they've added and the possibilities with those, between Danico Autry's positional flexibility, and hell, Khalil Davis is a dude that was practice squad last year and ended up having some pretty good moments for you. Like, there could be some diamonds in the rough plus additions in the draft that make that an intriguing position. Because right now I don't feel great about the defensive tackle position, but it could very well turn out that that's a strength of the team. I don't see why not.
I could see it. I don't know if it's going to be a strength, but I could see
it. Not the strength, but a strength.
I could see it being something where you overcome it with other stuff, whether it's guys on the edge, whether it's creativity, whether it's stuff behind them. I could see them overcoming that.
I mean, but really, you've invested so much on the outside now, yeah, at edge. All you really are looking for, though, you want those guys to make plays. But if they're creating plays for the guys on the edge, that's just as good as anything. And that's not going to always be like obvious to the naked eye. That's going to be like the all 22, like the real all 22 guys are going to probably be the ones that are going to point that type of stuff out. But if it's happening, even that is a good thing.
For me, and I don't think it's as is going to be the case, but for me, safety is where I'm going to lean. And they've had safeties in. I could see them drafting a safety on that day two. And it might mean a short-term demotion-ish for Jalen Petrie, but I could see Jalen Petrie kind of finding his own and then finding places to use Jalen Petrie to where maybe in year four or whatever, he develops into more of an asset and more of a quality starter. But for me, I find it very hard to believe that Nick Caserio and his claim, and if you're just tuning in, 11 a.m. tomorrow, we'll hear from Nick Caserio. He's going to talk to the media types. But I just find it hard to believe that they look at this safety group and say, that'll do. I mean, that seems crazy to me. That'll do. Yeah, Jalen Petrie, you know, we benched him last year. Kind of a disappointing year. That'll do. Jimmy Ward.
How much does it matter?
That'll do.
I'm talking this out. How much do you think it matters that they're captain type, locker room leader
don't
type
care.
Of guys?
It
no,
shouldn't
I, no
matter.
I know we don't care,
it
but
shouldn't
I'm saying,
matter.
Does that, do you think that that carries some level of credibility with the decision makers, with the
no,
evaluators?
Because I don't think they're a team that lacks those types of personalities. I think they have elite players like CJ, like Will Anderson. Stephon Diggs has been a captain. I think they have elite players that can be captain type of guys.
Well, I just
so
mean in terms
like,
of trusting a guy to turn, you know, to either figure out whatever the
you're
situation
you're not giving up
is.
On Jalen Petrie by
that's what I mean,
safety.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my thing. You're not giving up on him.
You're not giving up on Jalen Petrie, and we understand the connection with Jimmy Ward and what the tie is there.
Well, so, I mean, he's valuable when he's out there. It's just a big if.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, those guys, the point I'm getting at is it feels like those guys are going to be given some leeway, given some rope to rectify. Or to redeem.
I wonder if Jimmy Ward's a little bit more open to playing nickel this year than perhaps he was last year.
I've been asking that for, I guess I stopped asking.
Because last year
I was asking
it
earlier in the
offseason. Last year it was a no way, no how. You got to be a little more open to it now, right?
Once they signed C.J. Henderson, I guess I stopped thinking about that because I feel like he might be able to do a little bit of that. They brought Desmond King back and signed C.J. Henderson. So it's not like it's as desperate of a need as it was in the beginning of the offseason, but I still wonder about it.
Yeah, I wonder about the safety.
I don't know how great I feel about it as he ages and has injury history. Like, it's not – now we're 2 years removed from he was doing it for San Francisco. Yeah, that was 2 years ago, and by the way, he was injured last year, and he's 2 years older. So I don't know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I just hope that – I want some proactive drafting. And I've convinced myself. I've kind of gassed myself up to where I think – and I think you have to base – you have to base what you think they should take based on the state of the roster, the opportunity relative to where you're picking,
yep,
and the other position groups and what those will look like when you pick. And in doing that, I have convinced myself that I need a tight end, man. I need a tight end, and I need a quality tight end, not a kick the tires Teagan Quintariano.
But to be clear, you want to do this because you think that there will actually be a name in mind or somebody there. You're not doing the thing where you just write it on the card give me a tight end.
No,
the opportunity's there.
If it's a guy like Jatavion Sanders, who is going to be a better football player, I think, than Dalton Schultz in 2 years, who can line up in he can do what Andrew Beck does. I mean, Andrew Beck might be a slightly better blocker, but as far as lining up at fullback and catching the ball out of the backfield and catching the rock, like, he can do. They like to use Andrew Beck a certain amount of times. If you have a threat like Jatavion Sanders out there in motion, like, they got to acknowledge that. He has Dalton Schultz like receiving skills with more athleticism. If you like Cade Stover out of Ohio State, you like more the traditional tight end. Okay. If you like Theo Johnson out of Penn State a little bit later on in the draft, okay, we can get down with that. But with how much they like to use tight ends, they're using Andrew Beck at H-back. They're not able to block as well as they'd like. And it's going to be even a bigger need next year because Brevin Jordan's in year four and Dalton Schultz, it's pretty much a one-year deal. I think 10.5 of that was guaranteed. I think that tight end, based on what you can get, based on the quality of player, based on all the things that you ask these guys to do, I think tight end is something that they should really, 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 really be considering when it comes to making one of those picks. Maybe even in the second round, but definitely in the third. I don't think you can ignore this, and I think it can add a whole nother element to your offense.
You say you think these dudes can do what Andrew Beck does? Did you say that?
Yeah.
You think they can take an 85, 90 yards to the house?
Oh, come on, dude.
You think that? You sleeping on Beck?
You talking about the fluke kickoff return?
What's the matter with you, man?
Come on, man.
They didn't change the rules?
Was one of the...
You think these cats got 85, 90 yards in them for a kickoff return?
That was one of the most flukish plays in the history of the league. And I like Beck for
him. Put some respect on it.
I'm
with you on the tight end thing. Like, I'm
100% in on it.
I think that the need is there. Like, past Dalton Schultz. Dalton Schultz is, I think,
he's a good player.
Obviously above average for what you ask him to do.
But the other thing about it is, let's just be real about this. And let's everybody just sit crisscross applesauce and let's all admit something, okay? Let's all just admit this, okay? Part of the reason why they brought back Dalton Schultz is because the tight end free agent market sucked this year.
He benefited from this market as much as he suffered from it last year.
Last year, it was deep, and that's why they got him on the bargain that they got him on. But let's just be completely honest with ourselves. I know we're excited. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. I like Dalton, too. I think Dalton is a valuable piece of this team, and I look forward to the middle of the field being more open for him with these receivers. But let's just sit down and acknowledge this tight end market sucked. It was bad. And that's part of the reason why bringing back Dalton Schultz made as much sense as it did. They need a tight end.
Yeah.
And the only, I'll tell you this, there's going to be many times where I'm wrong about the draft. The last time I was this convinced that a Big 12 tight end was going to be a factor and a problem in the league. And a lot of people are looking at his tape and saying, well, he didn't block good last year. Dude, he was hurt. He was hurt. Oh, well, he didn't produce as much. Dude, two of his wide receivers might go in the first round. The number one running back's on his squad, and he has another wide receiver who's going to get drafted later. Of course he didn't produce as much. The guy put on weight last year, and he was a more than willing blocker, and he was hurt. The last time I was this convinced about a Big 12 tight end coming into the league, and I had to hear these types of things. John Harris, I'm going to have him on the stream tonight at 10:30. He and I were very, very divided on this. More times than not, he's going to be right. But it was Mark Andrews. Man, he's more of a receiver. He does it. He's not a blocker. How'd that work out? That is what I think. If you get Jatavion Sanders, you might not have a good blocking tight end, but you have one of the most intriguing, outside of Buffalo, with Knox and Kincaid, you have not only perhaps the best 1-2-3 punch at receiver when it comes to catching the rock, but you have perhaps the best 1-2 punch at tight end when it comes to catching the rock. And then you can factor in Quinteriano and Brevin Jordan and what the hell they do. But with Schultz and Sanders, and when you do decide to move on from Schultz, I think it's a smooth transition for Sanders. Don't even know if he's going to be there, but I think based on opportunity, based on other elements of the offense, and they also, again, he's going in motion and doing H-back things. So if you're tired of Andrew Beck and you're tired of seeing Andrew Beck on offense, got good news for you. Here's the man right here. Line him up. Second round pick. You can get in the trenches, be hardo, do whatever you got to do. I'm starting to buy the Sanders hype.
So you don't have to sell me on weapons, because I'll take weapons in any form or fashion they come in. Whatever position they are, I'll find a spot, or would like to hope that the offensive coordinator in the house is able to find a spot and a way to use a weapon. So I'll take that, even if you tell me the tight end is above average as a pass catcher and he leaves a little bit to be desired as a blocker, I can still consider that. I still feel like they need a more well-rounded, or somebody that can do both at a higher level. Like, how does it make you feel? Texans fans, let me know. If y'all hear this, let me know. How do you feel if I just tell you right now that your most well-rounded tight end, not your best, but your most well-rounded tight end is Tekken Quatoriano? Like, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel nervous. I like the kid. He's just not.
But that's not.
He just can't stay healthy.
That's not good enough. You know?
Well, they can figure something out. But if you add another element, and I keep hearing about wide receiver, dude. Jatavion Sanders is like another wide receiver. I don't know how much better I can explain this. Like, all this talk, it's like, would you rather have a tight end or would you rather have a wide receiver? I'd like to have both.
Well,
I would like to, like, that would be cool for me. I would like to have both. And I would like to have a guy who can line up at H-back.
Well,
I'd like to have a guy that's at least willing to block. He might not be a great blocker right now. See? Keep in mind he was hurt. But then we can figure out what to do with this other, like, H-back and tight end type of situation. Or he can develop into a better blocker than we think. This is the same stuff they were saying about Mark Andrews. This is the same stuff they were saying. Man, he can't block.
I like Jordan Akins
better.
I'll localize it even more than that.
Work?
I'll localize it even more than that and say this. The logic in drafting Sanders, to me, is the same as the reason why Brevin Jordan still has a job. And while we're not even sitting here talking, like, we don't know for sure he's on the squad, but we think he's got a pretty good shot. because he is a weapon.
Sanders is better than Brevin
he's
Jordan
better,
right now.
But I'm saying exactly.
You don't and you don't all this stuff that you do with Brevin Jordan, you get him in the flat and you can still try to figure that out. Sanders is better than Brevin Jordan. He's like another wide receiver you can put in the slot. He's a tight end who's got Mark Andrews like qualities, and I think he can end up being like Dalton Schultz. And oh, by the way, this Beck thing where you're putting him in motion
exactly.
and you're running him into the flat, and he's basically not a threat. That's no longer the case if you have Sanders.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like some people say, well, you know, you just like the Texas guy. I don't think Xavier Worthy is a first round pick. I like Adonai Mitchell. I'm not like obsessed with Byron Murphy. Sweat, whatever. Jatavion Sanders can play football. We will look back on this, this was the guy I will pound the table for that makes sense for the Texans. Jatavion Sanders.
I joked about Andrew Beck's kickoff return, and shout out to Brevin Jordan for his playoff moment. Love it. But if those two guys are good enough to be on your roster, the Sanders kid definitely is.
He can do a lot of things for you.
Yep.
Now, if you told me that I could just go find an awesome defensive lineman that's a game wrecker and that's the option, then okay, let's do that. If you have a specific name and you think he's that guy, okay, we can do that. But based on what's going to be available, et cetera, I think tight end. Even if you don't like Sanders, eventually you got to get another tight end.
Or if he's gone. It's not
like
he's the only one.
There's a good chance he's gone.
Yeah.
He could be one of those earlier guys. But trust me. If they get him, not only will he contribute next year and do some of the things that you want, but chances are when Dalton Schultz is gone, you're looking at a guy that is making plays in the NFL. I will pound the table for that very, very much so. The talent, the work ethic, the willingness to get better, I will pound the table for Jatavion Sanders.
If Cade Stover is there when you pick, do you take him?
Maybe in the third. I don't know. I don't know when Stover's going to go. I do know CJ loves him, so I'd be down. I just think they need a tight end. Now, there is another element of this. I'm going to ask you about this because this is something you can relate to. We'll talk about this in the hits. There's some controversy around a prospect. But speaking of controversy, this is what I got on the show doc yesterday from B. Scott. Brandon Scott said the following, quote, O.J. Simpson's death got me thinking about Damian Pierce. All right, you got some explaining to do.
Get explained.
Hey, Twitter world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.